Well, during President Biden's farewell address at the DNC last night, Biden delivered an impassioned defense of his border policies, saying border crossings are down under his administration compared to Donald Trump. Listen.
Border encounters have dropped over 50%. In fact, there are fewer border crossings today than when Donald Trump left office.
And of course, Democrats are against border walls. They're emphatically against border walls. Yet surrounding the DNC is a massive border wall. They've erected a barrier that is impenetrable, and you need an ID in order to enter the Democratic National Convention. The irony is so thick. We wanted to bring in J.J. Carroll. He's a 24-year veteran of the Customs and Border Protection and is working on a brand new documentary called This Is Treason. He's traveled the country, seen treason in all corners of this United States as it relates to the illegal migration and child trafficking in the United States. And JJ joins us now. Welcome back to the show, JJ. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I was watching the same thing as you, and I'm thinking, do they even understand the irony or the hypocrisy that they wallow in? Build a border wall to keep the other savages out from coming into their property. And you need ID. I thought ID was racist. I thought walls were racist. And nobody points it out. It's crazy, right? We're living in the Twilight Zone sometimes, I swear to you. And then you mentioned Joe Biden. You showed Joe Biden saying it's the most secure border ever. I'm looking at my screen right here that I pulled up just so I have all the numbers as of today on CBP. There's 11 million illegal aliens have been arrested in 4 years. That's not even counting the last 2 months. And it's not counting the million they flew in off the books or the other 15 to 18 million that came in undetected, absconded. It's absurd. It's like I'm living in a Twilight Zone, and the universe I'm living in is a upside down, where the truth is the lies and the lies are the truth. It's crazy. It really is.
Well, that's what the DNC was last night. I just looked at my wife. I said, you got to be kidding me. Biden is actually saying that the border is more secure under his administration, he and Kamala's administration, than Trump. I couldn't believe it. I said, I've got to get JJ on. Like, really? Is that the truth? I mean, how is he able to say that? Can you just give us like the cold, hard facts? I mean, and even give us conservative numbers. Give us the cold, hard facts. Is what Biden said even remotely accurate?
No, it's not. And you know Biden doesn't know what planet he's on. He has no idea. He thinks he's still vice president or senator in Delaware. But here's the cold, hard facts. Current data in CBP, over 11 million people have been arrested and released into the United States of America. Of the 12 million, there's outside the 12 million, there's another million that CBP has acknowledged that they have flown in under the Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuelan policy program they have. They don't even put them in the data. There's no category for them. They just let them come in. That's 12, 13 million. They claim 3 million getaways. Now we're at 16 million. That's just what they're saying. I know these numbers are grotesquely conservative. They're lies. They've been already proven to be lies. Mayorkas lies every single day. Joe Biden has no idea where he's at. The border is out of control. Like, they just posted July's numbers. July's numbers came out to 170,000 plus probably another 40,000 that they did not count flying in under CBP. So we're over 200,000. That to them is a good day. That's a good month. We're doing well. And I'm just like, Inside the 12 million that have been arrested and released, 250,000 are special interest aliens. Tens of thousands of PLA soldiers.
They're special interest aliens.
Yeah, that's DHS speak for terrorist. Terrorist on some level, Clayton, either they're messengers or couriers to recruiters, to the money people. And here's something I want your audience to understand. When we talk about terrorists, special interest aliens, and I explained this to my 13-year-old son just 2 days ago. He was asking me about terrorism. I said, listen, Joseph, understand that the United States of America has not gone out and vetted the 8.2 billion people on planet Earth and has this terrorist watch list that we pulled from 8.2 billion people and said, okay, these are the 600,000 people that are terrorists. It's absurdity. We just know they're terrorists because of the ones that we have found in terrorist acts or have wiretapped them, found them. There's millions of people And we, because of our actions in America, have created tens of millions of people that despise us and hate us, and we're allowing them into our country. They're not labeled terrorists, but they are terrorists. And it's no way around. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I want to play for you some sound from Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, who says, JJ, you're lying.
Some, he says, have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth. The majority of all migrants encountered at the Southwest border throughout this administration have been removed, returned, or expelled, a majority of them. We are doing everything we can within a broken system to incentivize non-citizens to use lawful pathways, to impose consequences on those who do not, and to reduce irregular migration.
So, JJ, they're removing, reducing, and moving all of them out.
You can't even keep a straight face, can you, Clayton? You
no,
can't.
I tried. I just fell out of my chair again laughing at these guys. I mean, they say these things because they think people will believe them. When you're hearing those statistics in that 30-second soundbite, there's like seven lies in there, isn't there?
There are. First, let's start with they're not migrants. Words have meanings. It has power. They're illegal aliens. They're not migrants. Secondly, he said that the majority have all been expelled, deported, whatever. He doesn't even use the word deported. You notice that? Expelled, sent back. Well, leaked inside one of his meetings, he admitted openly that at least, his words, at least minimum 85% of everyone we arrest, we release. That's his words, minimum 85. I know the number to be 95 to 97%, meaning the whole 12 million people that crossed under Biden's administration have all been released. And the ones that we sent back, the majority are all Mexican nationals, and they just go through the open border and they come flying in. This is absurdity. What he's saying by pathways, so everybody understands the terminology that he likes to use. Pathways are asylum, parole, CBP One app. He's making those legal. Just because some man waves a magic wand and says, this is all legal, it doesn't make it legal. Just because he says it's legal, just because out of willy-nilly, no. He's illegally allowing people into America. He's abused the parole program. He abused the asylum system. There's no such thing as catch and release. It's against the INA, Immigration Nationality Act. He can't do anything that he's doing now. It's against the law. And listening to him speak, he doesn't make me upset anymore, Clayton. But you know who makes me upset? Are all the gutless and impotent rhinos that just sit there and they do nothing as our nation is being destroyed by invaders and truly savages that are terrorists, soldiers, gang members. Look at what's happening just by the Venezuelan gangs in America. They're taking over sections of Colorado, Denver, and Aurora. They're just taking them over, and we are doing nothing to stop it. It's a shame.
You were just in Colorado recently, and yeah, Aurora, Colorado, of course, making headlines with these Venezuelan gangs who have taken over apartment complexes, and the owners of the apartment complexes can't evict them because they've just illegally taken them over. Am I right?
You are right. And I listened to the city council for Aurora talking about it, and they were like, well, no, this is a slumlord issue. No. It doesn't matter what issue you want to say. Venezuelan prison gangs took over a 99 apartment unit complex, and instead of sending the money to the landlord, they were collecting the rent. And then it comes out that the city council actually says, well, that's not the only apartment complex. There are several that they have taken over in Aurora, and now they run it all. Now, and you're having broad daylight armed robberies of jewelry stores in Aurora and outside of Denver. Look, Denver's collapsing. Denver has 700,000 people live inside Denver metro area. 70,000 of that 700,000 are illegal aliens. And you think they're going to stay in? No, they're going to bleed out. They're bleeding out to Aurora right now. Where else are they going to go in the metro area? Probably all through it.
This is just, and that's just a microcosm of Biden's immigration policies right now. So we'll see. I mean, this is day one of the DNC. We're going to see a lot more lies being spread over the next couple of days. We'll get to hear Kamala Harris speak about how she's been so great at the border on Thursday night. She's the border czar, after all. JJ, try to get some popcorn. Try not to lose your mind. And thank you so much for shining a light on the lies that were being spewed at the DNC. Great to see you as always, JJ. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Clayton.